unfiltered, and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
We're brought to you by the 99 Restaurants and Pubs. We're talking about Dolly Parton because if you missed it yesterday, she passed away at the age of 80. They said a brief bout with cancer, but they didn't specify, but doesn't matter. We were all shocked and sad to hear it.
Yeah, it's really one of those things that hits you hard. And yeah, we're asking people what are their thoughts about what's going on with Dolly Parton and sharing their memories and thoughts. And we have Carla on the phone. Carla, what do you have? What do you think about the passing of Dolly Parton?
What I wanted to say about Dolly Parton first, my favorite thing, well, two favorite things she ever did was when she was in Steel Magnolias, she was so amazing. The second thing was my father, when he was alive, was a pharmacist and he did a lot of business trips. And he was flying home from Tennessee and he met Dolly Parton. And she sat next to him and he said she was the most gracious, kind person that he ever met. And the third thing is she donated over $1 million to funding and discovering the COVID vaccine.
Yes.
Yes, I remember that. Yes.
She was extremely philanthropic. She did so much. And quietly, like she did a lot of that without looking for any recognition.
And the and when she was donating those books to the underprivileged children, she had a foundation where she donated books. I mean, she was a legend, and I think she was an icon. And I think she was the only person at her level with that level of kindness and intelligence.
That's what I think. And Sue and I were talking about this yesterday and again this morning. I can't think of anyone else up to that level. I mean, and it's kind of sad to think there aren't more people that are doing it, but that's what made her so unique.
I know. She was just an icon. And I was very sad to hear that she passed away when Karen Blake reported it yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really sad. My husband, who is not in the know of anything entertainment-wise, ran outside and told me when I was outside doing yard work. And the only other time he did something like that was when Betty White passed away and Whitney Houston, you know, the other two people that I always loved. But yeah, it was really sad. It's sad to hear, but we move on and we'll remember everything that she did and all the good that she did.
Did you ever see the movie she did, the movie that Jennifer Aniston in that was like about her? It was called Dumpling.
Yes.
Oh, I never saw that.
Yes, I did.
Oh, Jennifer Aniston, I believe, played a mother and her daughter was like an unwilling beauty contestant. And, Dumpling was something I think that was a nickname of Dolly Parton's at one point, and that's why it was called Dumpling. But it was a very, very good movie.
It was a good movie. Yes, Jennifer Aniston was the beauty queen, and she was the mother, and her daughter enters it almost despite her, just to prove her wrong. You know, stereotypes. And
I'll have to see that.
It's a good one. Watch it for sure.
Can I ask you guys, are you going to be at the yard sale on Sunday? Did you get a table?
Well,
yes, we
reserved our spot. So if you want to come,
good.
Todd Farm and Rowley, hopefully we get it. We'll know later this week if we got it for sure. But we reserved it.
And Sue, did you sell your house yet?
Yes, we did.
Oh,
we're checking all the boxes.
We're checking all the boxes. Oh my God, Carla, you're the best. Thank you so much for calling. This was wonderful.
Thank you for your time. Have a great day.
Oh, you too, hon. Bye.